ask you a question and you didn't know the answer, what would your answer be to that?
I don't know.
Using the word sure, how would you say it? If someone asked you a question.
I'm not sure.
If you had been discussing something with a friend of yours, what would you do with him? What would you be doing with him if you'd been discussing something with him? You would say you were doing what?
Having a discussion.
Okay. If you'd been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say, I have been thinking about it, or I have been thinking around it?
I've been thinking about it.
If you were asking someone a question about what somebody did, you might say something like, what made him do it? Is that what would you say? How would you say that?
I'd say, what made him do it?
If you were talking about a young lady who did something, what would you say?
Why did she do it?
If you were referring to a dog, maybe, that had done something, how would you say that? Of course, if you didn't know the sex of the dog, if it were he or she, how would you refer to that dog then? We'd call it a...
Why did the dog do it?
Alright. If you were referring to a substitute word for dog, in other words, you couldn't call him a dog, you'd say, why did...
It do it.
Right, okay. If people think that he did something, they would say, they say what?
They say he did it.
Right. You might say you live in, if we're talking about a place where you live, you might say that you live in a frame
house.
All right. Are there other kinds around here? Are there other kinds of homes that were around when you were growing up?
Yeah, they were brick homes.
Okay, did they have any other names besides frame and brick?
Right. Logs.
Though they did have logs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a tenant house that was built of logs.
Huh. Did your mother live in a log house?
Mm-hmm. Part of it was logs, but it was huge.
Mm-hmm. Was it unfinished, just the unfinished logs, or was
it? It was a log house, and then it was planked. It was a double pin log house, two rooms over here and two rooms over here, and a wide hole, and then it was planked up.
Hmm.
On the outside, you couldn't tell it was built of logs.
The big building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle are housed is called what?
The barn.
What kind of barns did you have then? Were they?
We had cattle barns.
Were they very large?
Mm-hmm. Real big. With hay lofts.
Oh, you did have the hay loft.
Mm-hmm.
The building where you stored the corn might be called what?
Corn crib.
Right. Very good. I remember that when I was coming up, and I wasn't even on the farm. I was a city girl. What do you call a building or a part of a building where you store grain?
Bin.
Okay. Would you describe what a bin looked like?
Well, it's a huge box-like thing where you put a different grain, like you'd put oats in one and corn in one and soybeans in one.
What size building would you say it was?
Oh, they're different sizes.
It was a big building,
mm-hmm.
though. What kind of grain would you usually store in one of those bins, for the most part? Down in Mississippi, did they
oats and corn, mixed feed.
What, did they use it to feed the cattle?
Mm-hmm.
And
horses, hogs.
What would you call the upper part of a barn?
The hayloft.
Are there other places where you might store hay in a barn besides a hayloft?
Yeah, you have hay barns.